Hey, it's Jared Gomes here with ya, and we always have some fantastic acts coming to the region performing at the Mighty Peace Golf Club, and our latest one is a Fleetwood Mac tribute. So I thought I'd chat with one of the performers and see what's in store for us.
My name is Megan Schroeder, and I sing both the Stevie Nicks and Christine McVie in a Fleetwood Mac tribute called Don't Stop.
Awesome. And for those who don't know, tell me a little bit about the show or maybe what people can expect.
So it's a musical duo. So it's myself and a friend of mine who plays the Lindsey Buckingham part. And we just play all your favorite Fleetwood Mac songs, probably maybe a few deep cuts that you might not know. But for the most part, Fleetwood Mac has a lot of really great hits. So you're going to hear all your favorite songs. And it is a duo. So there's going to be some Lindsey Buckingham songs. There's going to be some Christine McVie songs. There's going to be some Stevie Nicks songs. And we're going to dress up and we're going to look the part. And yeah, it's a great show. It's a lot of fun to do.
Awesome. And of course, while traveling around performing a great show, do you have any interesting stories from the road that maybe are interesting?
Oh, yeah. So I've done this show a few times, actually, in Alberta. So I had never been to Alberta until I started doing this show. And it's really amazing because nature out in Alberta is just incredible. So there was one time where we were doing a show, and I can't exactly remember where it was. I was doing the show with a different partner at the time, and we were just going for a walk before the show, just, you know, everything was getting set up. And so, can you believe it? We saw a moose. You know, living in southern Ontario, I had never seen a moose out in the wild before, and it was a big moose with antlers and just in the water, and I could not even believe it. And it's amazing because out in Alberta, there's a lot of really neat wildlife that we don't get to see in Ontario, where I'm from. So yeah, it's really, really amazing. It's just like a whole other world out there, but it's so beautiful, and it's just such a great place to be.
And although I love the positivity, I do got to ask, has there been anything that's maybe went wrong on the road or maybe with any of the shows that have led to an interesting story?
This isn't something that's gone wrong, but I mean, I felt cold like I've never felt before when I was in Alberta in the wintertime. And that was a little bit strange, a little bit alarming, but it was a neat experience. So, yeah.
For sure. And then how did you get into something like this?
So I've been a singer for a while, and I live in London, Ontario, and there's a singer here whose name is Doug Vardy, and he does a Rod Stewart tribute show. I don't think he does it anymore, but I would always see his posts on Facebook, and he's doing this Rod Stewart show, and he's traveling to Mexico and traveling out west, and I just asked him, how are you doing these shows? Like, who hires you to do these shows? Like, I want to get into this. And so he connected me with Merv, the guy who books these shows, these tribute acts, and sends me all over the place. And so it was just sort of, initially I had asked if he needed a Patsy Cline, and he already has a Patsy Cline that he works with. I just fill in when she's not available. But he said, yeah, what I really need is Fleetwood Mac. And I thought, oh, I can do that because I love Fleetwood Mac. I love 70s music. So, yeah, so it was just sort of like, without even a thought, yep, I can do that, and put the show together, and it was a success, like, right off the bat.
I kind of love that. You just had the drive. You're like, I want to do this, and then you kind of just got into it.
Yeah, yeah, it's really neat. It's just sort of, you know, it's one of those stories where you don't really know until you ask, and the worst someone's going to say is, no, I don't have anything for you. But sometimes when you just ask a question, you never know what you can be handed, and it's pretty cool. You got to take chances.
Awesome. And do you have a favorite song to play during the show, or one that you love when it comes up on the list?
Oh, that's like the impossible question because I'm such a Fleetwood Mac fan. So all the songs are just awesome. If I did have to choose, though, I'd probably say Sarah. I really love that song. That's a Stevie Nicks song. Gypsy is another really great one. That's great to sing. They're all great, though. I mean, sometimes my favorite songs can vary from night to night because it also kind of depends on the atmosphere. Like, we do the show in Mexico as well, and sometimes when you're singing Gold Dust Woman out in the heat and, you know, you're outside and you can see the moon, it's just so atmospheric. Mm-hmm. Whereas, yeah, it just depends on exactly, like, what the vibe of the show. But I love every single song, so they're all my favorite.
And if you had to, like, convince someone in, like, I don't know, a couple words or one sentence to come on down to the show, what would you say to them?
I would say that we're probably the next best thing to seeing the real Fleetwood Mac live. If I may be so boastful, there's been a lot of work that's gone into this show. So there's a lot of talent between myself and Ian, who you're going to be seeing as well, playing the role of Lindsay Buckingham. And yeah, it's a great show. Lots of fun. You can sing and dance along. We encourage that. So it's going to be a great time.